Books on Tape presents Letter from Home by Carolyn Hart. Read by Kate Redding. Dear Gretchen, you're rich and famous now. You've been all over the world, seen things I'll never see, met people I'll never know. I saw you once on TV going to a big night at the Kennedy Center. You had on a white satin gown, and it looked like a diamond necklace around your throat. That was a handsome man with you. Chapter 1. The rusted iron gate sagged from the stone pillar. A winter brown vine clung to the stones. Pale March sunlight filtered through the bare branches of sycamores and oaks, throwing thin black shadows as distinct as stylized brushwork in a Japanese painting. My cane poked through a mound of tawny leaves, some wizened and wrinkled as old faces, some damp and soggy, smelling of must and rot and decay. The rutted road looked much narrower than I remembered. When I'd last been in the cemetery, most of the headstones, even those dating back to Indian Territory days, had stood straight. Now many were tilted, and some had tumbled to the ground, half hidden by leaves. Remnants of a late snow spangled shaded spots. I walked slowly, stabbing my cane at the uneven ground. Nothing looked familiar. Our graves were surely this way. Oh, of course. The weeping willow was gone. I'd always marked our family plot by a huge willow, its dangling fronds shiny green in summer, bare and brown in winter. A stump leaned crookedly near the plot. I paused to rest for a moment. The sharp wind rustled the bare branches of the sycamores and oaks. I shivered, grateful for the warmth of my cashmere coat and leather gloves. I plunged my left hand into a pocket.